informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Harry in Unity with your 8 a.m. headlines. In local news, Queensland Police Union President Ian Leavers has come under fire after claiming the state's path to treaty would change the youth justice system to favour First Nations people. In an opinion piece published in the News Corp newspaper on Wednesday, Mr. Leavers claimed woke obsession and inner-city latte sippers were adding to the ongoing youth crime crisis. Mr. Leavers also claimed the path to treaty legislation was the state's version of the Voice 2.0, complete with a divisive agenda to further segregate our community. Police Minister Mark Ryan and Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk have both stated they did not agree with Mr. Leavers' comments, with Transport Minister Mark Bailey also quick to condemn the comments, labelling them as ignorant and factually wrong diatribe.
The Brisbane housing market is on track to reach record highs and recoup losses seen during the marking slump in December 2022, meaning bad news for renters. Nicola Powell, the Chief of Research and Economics at the online real estate company Domain, says, quote, "For the first time, we've seen units outperform housing prices for six consecutive quarters in a row." Rachel Gallagher, an urban geographer from the University of Queensland, says the situation is dire and, quote, "We have the re-emergence of slums in our cities. We've got people sleeping in tents and then going to work the next day," end quote.
In national news, a man with high-level connections to international organised crime groups has been shot in Sydney's North Shore. Emergency services responded to the scene on Wednesday afternoon after reports of shots fired in Upper Pitt Street in Kirribilli, close to the Prime Minister's Sydney residence. The man, who is reportedly well-known to police, has allegedly declined medical assistance to treat a minor leg wound. It is understood New South Wales police are searching for at least two offenders who were seen in the vicinity, with police also investigating whether a car lit on fire in the nearby suburb of Neutral Bay is linked to the shooting. Police have established a crime scene and have commenced an investigation into the incident.
Police have arrested seven people following raids on a rental currency exchange business, which allegedly laundered almost $230 million for criminals over the past 3 years. The AFP says the investigation has been unique and complex, given the organisation was reportedly operating in plain sight, with most of the company's customers legitimately using the services for foreign currency exchange and sending money overseas. They are claiming the alleged syndicate assisted criminals in concealing the proceeds from crimes like online scams by coaching them through creating fake paperwork, including false invoices and bank statements.
In international news, the US House of Representatives has elected Republican Mark Johnson, a conservative with little leadership experience, as its speaker on Wednesday after a turbulent 3 weeks that left the chamber unable to respond to the Middle East crisis or carry out any of its basic duties. The 220-209 party line vote elevated Mr. Johnson to a leadership post that has been vacant since Kevin McCarthy was ousted on October 3rd by a small group of his fellow Republicans. Shortly after winning the speaker's gavel, Mr. Johnson said, quote, "We want our allies around the world to know that this body of lawmakers are reporting again to our duty stations," end quote. Mr. Leavers also said he would soon call up legislation to signal support for Israel, which has stepped up its bombings in Gaza following a cross-border killing and kidnapping spree by Hamas militants earlier this month.
For your weather today, Brisbane is becoming cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.